Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass, How to Win a Pageant. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. Let's get started. I'm excited to talk to you guys today because I have a wealth of knowledge that I want to share with you. I am a former pageant winner. I was Miss South Carolina USA. I have been a pageant judge. I've judged everything from high school pageants, preliminary pageants, to state pageants in the USA and America organizations. And on top of that, I've been a television producer for 20 years. I've produced shows like America's Got Talent, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Dancing with the Stars. I know what it takes to capture an audience's attention. I know what makes a star. I know what the it factor is, and I want to share all of that information with you. One thing that I've seen consistently as a pageant judge and as a producer of shows like America's Got Talent is that there are so many people that show up and they have no chance of winning. And the reason they don't stand a chance of winning is because they don't have what I would call a truth squad. If you're going to be competitive in pageantry or in life in general, it is vital that you surround yourself with people who will be brutally honest with you. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been doing pageants for a long time and you haven't seen the results that you want, it may be time for you to get a new truth squad. Okay, so what exactly is a truth squad? I would say it's vital for you to identify three people in your life who are objective, discerning, and brutally honest. That's your truth squad. Now, this can't be your mom, it can't be your grandma, boyfriend, or best friend. You've got to identify people that you might be a little bit scared of, an old high school teacher who expected the best and the highest from you, or a no-nonsense coworker. Really think about your truth squad. They are going to be instrumental as your growth as a contestant. These are people who are going to tell you need to improve your talent. These are going to be the people that tell you that evening gown does not suit you. These are going to be the people that tell you that headshot doesn't look like you. Speaking of headshots that don't look like you, I want to talk about the first impression that you make on the judges. Now, your first impression with the judges is going to come in two forms, your headshot and application. These components are typically given to the judges before the pageant. And any good judge is going to spend time with your application, read over it, make notes, because they're going to want to know what they want to talk about in interview with you. But before they dive into your application, the first thing they're going to see is your headshot. The biggest piece of advice I can give you is that your headshot needs to look like you. It should not look like an overly airbrushed photo. It should not look like an AI-generated version of you. It needs to be beautiful and glamorous and you. The worst thing that can happen is for a judge not to recognize you based off of your picture. This is where your truth squad comes in. They are invaluable. Ask them, what do you think of this picture? Does it look like me? In my opinion, a headshot that will stand out to the judges is one that represents the title you're competing for. For example, could this be a picture of Miss USA? Could this be a picture of Miss America? It should be tasteful. It should be classy. Not overly sexy, not overly cutesy. Do your research. What does the reigning queen's headshot look like? Now, I want to give you a piece of advice. Don't just Google her name and go to image search. If you want to be Miss America, then go to the Miss America website and look at the photographs they have taken and that they are presenting of the reigning queen. That will tell you from the top down what that organization is looking for. And you want to look like the queen. You want to look like Miss America. Now, of course, professional photography is important and these headshots are worth the money. And a little advice, if you're spending the money, make the most out of your time with that photographer. You'll be able to use these headshots for the next 3 to 5 years, not only in pageantry, but also in your professional career. So make that investment worthwhile and make the most of your headshot session. Don't just bring glamorous outfits for your pageantry headshot. Also bring a business outfit or two so that you can get business headshots. Again, professional photography is expensive, but it's worth the investment. Now, you want your headshot to have the three W's. You want it to be warm, welcoming, and to have a wow factor. Now, the wow factor is going to come with your glam. You want to look stunning. So you're going to want to hire a professional makeup artist to do your makeup for your headshot session. Again, it's worth the investment because these headshots are going to be accessible to you for at least the next 3 to 5 years. So spend the money on a makeup artist. Here's a tip. If you're on a budget, go to Sephora and ask one of those makeup artists to do your makeup for you. During your headshot session, and when you're choosing the headshot that you want to use, this may be counterintuitive, but I suggest that you smile. When a title holder walks into a room, she should light up the room with her smile. She is a role model to young girls. She should be aspirational, beautiful, but overall, she needs to be warm and welcoming. You want your headshot to portray that image that you are the next Miss USA. You are the next Miss America. You are the woman that's going to walk in the door, that's going to make people feel warm and welcome, that's going to have a great relationship with sponsors, that's going to have a great relationship with fans, that's going to have a great relationship with the media. So your headshot needs to say that about you. This is the first impression the judges are going to have of you, and you want them to say, this looks like the next Miss USA. Now, I think a warm smile conveys that, but if you don't want to smile, at the very least, listen to Tyra Banks and give a warm smile. Smile with your eyes. So when I think about headshots from the lens of a producer, I think about as if I was pitching you to a network executive. So what we're always trying to do is create an undeniable package. You want to be an undeniable package when it comes to the judges. So your headshot, the first thing they're going to see of you, and honestly, your headshot is going to be seen over and over and over throughout the week. You want that headshot to look like you are the next title holder. And again, I can't say it enough. You want your headshot to look like you. I've judged so many pageants where the headshots don't look anything like the girls. When a girl doesn't look like her headshot, it's confusing because when she walks into the room, you don't recognize her. And because the judges see your headshots over and over and over throughout the week, you want them to remember. If they've connected with you in interview, you don't want them to have to flip through 50 different applications to remember which one you were because you look so unlike your headshot that they can't recognize you. So the two biggest pieces of advice from the lens of a producer are that you need to be that undeniable package. You need to look like the title holder. Like I was saying before, you've got to be warm, welcoming, and have a wow factor. And then you've got to look like your headshot. Okay, let's talk about applications. Now, your application is vital because this is the judge's Bible when it comes to you. This is where a large majority of your interview questions are going to come from. So take the time and make it perfect. Now, making it perfect does not mean giving perfect answers or the right answer. The most important thing you can do is to give honest answers. Too often, contestants give the right answers, and that leads to a dull application. Take it from me. I've judged so many pageants, and I can tell you, these judges just want to get to know you. They just want to understand what sets you apart from every other girl that's walked into the room. And let me tell you, when you're judging a pageant with 40 or 50 contestants, you are looking for an application that stands out. You're looking, you are begging for someone to say something different, something interesting, something unique, not just the same old, same old, same old. So take some time and really make your application read as unique because you are unique to any other girl that's going to walk through that door. So show the judges why. It's also really important that you have someone proofread your application. Not your mom, not your best friend, not your boyfriend. This is where your truth squad comes in. Have all three members of your truth squad look over that application. They should be looking for grammar, spelling, punctuation, structural issues. Make sure that this application reads as if Miss America wrote it. It should be excellent, it should be classy, and it should have proper grammar and spelling. Make sure you know you're there, and theirs. One place you can have a little fun on your application is if there's an area for interests, hobbies, or accomplishments. Use this area to really set yourself apart. Truly, what are your interests? If you love binging the Kardashians, put it down. I love binging the Kardashians, and that gives me an opportunity to ask you about Kim Kardashian's prison reform and how you feel about that. Are you a fanatic when it comes to Patriots football? Great. You might connect with a judge on that. Do you love to cook really unique food from Japan? Great. Maybe one of the judges recently took a trip to Japan and you connect with them on that. You never know how being human and being honest is going to give you the ability to connect with one of the judges. So be honest, have fun, and be excellent when it comes to your application. Now, from the lens of a producer, when we're thinking about your application, same thing applies. You want to be an undeniable package that's being presented in front of the judges. So think about the organization that you're competing in. If it's Miss America, do your research. Do your research at the national level and do your research at the state level. What are they looking for? And why are you the perfect candidate for the job of title holder? Make that stand out in your application. What is unique about you that's a perfect fit for what they are looking for? Now, careful here. You don't want to provide false information that makes you seem like the perfect fit. You got to dig deep and you've got to truly understand what it is about you that's different from every other contestant that makes you the perfect fit for the job. Now, a lot of times on specifically in the America organization, there are opportunities to answer a short essay question specifically about your community service initiative. Here's my advice. As a television producer who's been telling stories that connect with huge audiences for 20 years, my best piece of advice to give you is tell a compelling story. When it comes to your community service initiative, you want your reader, the judge, to understand how this issue connects to your heart, why you're so passionate about it, and why it's important. Now, only you can tell that story. So sit down and think about it. What draws you to this? What's going to connect the judge to this? And then also, how are you going to make your initiative matter to the rest of the world? Final thought on the application. Make sure that your truth squad reads over it. Make sure that it's honest. Make sure that it's excellent. And make sure that it's human. Okay, there is a third area that's going to leave a lasting impression on the judges and may be a part of their first impression. And that's your social media. You may or may not know this, but oftentimes state directors will encourage judges to go and do research on contestants' personal social media accounts because they want to know, are you the title holder in your personal life? So next week, we're going to talk about your social media and how you can manage your social media in a way that you create that undeniable package for the judges and prove to them that you are the next title holder. Okay. Now, if you're looking for personalized guidance, I'm here to help. You can book a one-on-one session with me, either in person or via Zoom. Just visit pageantmasterclass.com and send us your information. I would love to use my years of experience to work with you on creating that undeniable package that lets the judges know you're the queen they're looking for. We'll see you next week. This has been a Front Row Entertainment production.